Granta Audio presents Julia by Sandra Newman. This book is narrated by Louise Brearley.
Part 1. Chapter 1. It was the man from Records who began it. Him all unknowing in his prim, grim way. His above it all, old think way. He was the one Syme called Old Misery. He wasn't truly new to Julia. Fiction, records and research all took second meal at 1300, so you got to know everyone's face. But up to then, he'd really just been Old Misery, the one who looked like he'd swallowed a fly, who coughed more than he spoke. Comrade Smith was his right name, though Comrade never suited him somehow. Of course, if you felt foolish calling someone Comrade, far better not to speak to them at all. He was slight and very fair, good-looking, or might have been if he hadn't always looked so sour. You never saw him smile, unless it was the false smirk of party piety. Julia made the error of smiling at him once, and got back a look that would sour milk. People said he excelled at his job, but couldn't advance because his parents had been unpersons. One supposed that made him bitter. Nonetheless, it was a shame how Syme tormented him. At the Ministry of Truth, Syme worked in research, devising newspeak words. These were meant to purify everyone's mind, but were mainly a pain in the arse to learn. Most folk muddled along, but Old Misery Smith couldn't even say ungood without looking as if it scalded his mouth. Syme saw in this a reason to follow him around and act like his best friend, the better to pepper him with newspeak terms and watch the fellow squirm. Smith also hadn't the stomach for public executions. So Syme would talk about the hangings he'd witnessed, making the noises of the strangling men and saying how he enjoyed it when their tongues lolled out. Smith turned positively green. That was the sort of fun Syme liked. Julia had spoken to the man just once, when they got stuck together at a table in the canteen. She'd still harboured hopes for him then. There were so few
Sample complete. Ready to continue?